Harry Taylor has taken our call. He's at the airport, so only has a few minutes. Thanks for your time, Harry. Congratulations on the win last night.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It was a fantastic performance. A couple of weeks ago, you went to Perth, and I think the hopes were pretty high. You could be competitive and win the game, and it just didn't happen. And last night, I guess a similar challenge in some ways, on the road, where your record hadn't been great in recent times, taking on Port Adelaide, who just over 12 months ago absolutely smashed you there, and yet the contrast couldn't have been greater.
Yeah, that's a fair summary, I guess. We were really poor, I thought, over in Perth earlier this year, and very poor this sort of subsequent game the year before against Port Adelaide. So to win on the road is something we haven't done much of lately, and it felt really good. Actually good to, really, I guess, play a game where we're all on the same page, and very exciting for our group.
We're going to talk, obviously, and we've already discussed about the young players coming through, but Corey Enright, game 300 next week. It's going to be pretty emotional, I get the feeling, just from how much he's loved by people around Geelong.
Yeah, it will be. Look, it was a fair 299th game, wasn't it? He had a big impact for us. And someone told me a stat today. It was the third highest amount of possessions a player that's played or in a 299th game has got. So still playing really good footy at 33 years of age. And yeah, he's a very, very much loved player at our football club, and it will be an emotional week and it will be an emotional game, but we need to honour him the right way, and that's by playing good, consistent football, which he has done for, 299 games for the Cats now.
Harry, Terry Wallace, congratulations last night. I thought it was a magnificent win for your footy club. Go back a couple of weeks ago as well to that WA game. I think it was something like 41 scoring shots to 14 that particular game. What is tightened up with your defensive mechanisms? Yeah, you keep Essendon last week goalless in the first half, and after the first 15 minutes last night, they only scored 38 points for the rest of the game after that little bit of an onslaught early. So you've really tightened things up considerably the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we have. As I said, we were very poor against West Coast, just got belted around the ball. That's probably the thing that's changed the last couple of weeks. We've just been much more competitive around the footy, around the stoppages. As a defensive group, we certainly can't take any credit for the score being relatively low the last couple of weeks. It has been just because of the pressure on the ball, and it's been much better, and that makes our jobs as defenders a lot easier.
We know that there's all parts of the team that are needed to do their respective roles, but I see Josh Caddy, it's the way the game's being played now with the big-bodied midfielders, with the need to give Joel Selwood some real assistance in and under. His ability to be able to win the ball at the coalface, but also be able to get forward and kick a couple as well, has become critical to your team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What he does is he draws opponents to him, and you'd often see him breaking tackles or getting tackled, which means that someone else is potentially free, and he's able to get the ball off, and away we go. And he's having a scoreboard impact for us too. Another couple of goals last night at pretty important times, and that's probably a good sign of a developing midfielder when you're able to push forward and score for your team. It's a real asset. So we're really proud of Josh, who probably had a bit of a slow start to the year. He's hit some great form.
Harry, Maxie, mate, well done last night. Look, you must have been licking your lips at the start of the game when they only had five forwards and you guys went, how easy is this going to be having our plus one or not?
Yeah, that was nice, Maxie. We played that role pretty well, as you've done for a long time. So it did change up a bit. I did it for a while, and we let Burry do it for a bit as well. So it was pretty slippery. I don't know if you guys noticed that at all, but it was really slippery, and it pretty much was a wet weather game. Very hard to actually mark and pick up the ball cleanly. So having the plus one was pretty handy for us.
Mate, I just want to ask you something a little bit different to last night's game, but just on free agency in the Geelong Football Club, you look like you've got a really strong, from the outside, strong leadership group. You have a lot to say about the development of the club. When guys like Rivers and McIntosh come in and you hear all this talk about possibly Dangerfield, possibly Henderson, is that something you guys have input in?
Probably a little bit, yeah. We have a really strong risk management team, and they collaborate with, I guess, the senior players a fair bit as well. And we don't necessarily make decisions, but we just have that conversation, I guess. And we're really supportive of decisions they've made for a long time now, because they have been great decisions for our club. So we just make sure that whoever they pick, when they do come in, it's important that we get them to believe in our culture, our values as quickly as they can, and have an impact for us on the field and off the field as well.
Harry, take us through a little bit of Jackson Thurlow. I've been super impressed with him. I can't believe that he hasn't got a Rising Star nomination.
Well, I hope so. I've got money on him, honey.
Well, he's just been so consistent in his performances. Can you just tell us a little bit about the guy?
Yeah, he's a. I tell you what, he's a great golfer. He plays us about two, so that's one thing.
That's important.
He actually had a lacerated kidney just in a very, very simple accident at training in the pre-season. Sam Blees just doing a bit of a one-on-one drill, very, very basic, and just got an elbow right in the mid-drift and unfortunately cut his kidney. So he was out for a fair few weeks. There was times when we thought he might actually lose the kidney, but fortunately he still got the both of them. So had a bit of a slow start through pre-season, but again, I agree with you. I think he's been playing great football and probably deserves a Rising Star at some stage. Just ever consistent sort of player. Very much like a Corey Enright in the way that he can see the game. And if he can continue to grow, continue to use the ball well and defend well for us, he's going to be a real asset for us in the future.
Harry, who was the more influential player, you think? Reece Stanley over three quarters or two and a half quarters, or Mark Blixarves over four?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I thought they rucked really well together. Reece in the first half, I just thought he was unbelievable. I hadn't seen a performance like that from him, let alone many other individuals for a fair while. I was very, very impressed with the work he did. But Blitz is a real favourite of mine. He's just a consistent performer who gives everything he's got. And, playing midfield, swapping in the ruck is not something you see many AFL footballers do. So that's a fair effort, isn't it, to be doing both of those things. And then I still see him coming in the back line to help me out, and he's trying to push forward as well. So, look, he's as fit as a fiddle and playing some great footy for us. So very, very hard call, Robbo.
I put some stats on Twitter last night, and rah, rah, rah. Yeah, 12 tackles last night, Mark Blixarves. And as we were watching the game, Harry, I don't know what you think. I think we're seeing an evolution of the game. I think something comes along. I'm just picking a period of time here. Every 8 years, every 10 years, where something happens in the game and you think, well, like a Kuta Fides arrives and we're going, let's play him. Ruck Rover changing centre-half forward. You think, right, that's a new position. You just said, you know, midfielder changing ruck. Do you think we're going to see, clubs are going to be forced to play two 6'6", two 6'7" players in the midfield when they play against Geelong?
Again, a very, very good question. We we're in an extremely fortunate position to have one Reece Stanley at the moment who is one of the more powerful athletes I've seen in my 8 years in the game. And then we've got Mark Blixarves, who aerobically is, again, it's just a freak. So we've got some very, very interesting characteristics in there at the moment. And their influence, whether it keeps growing as it is, maybe teams have to spend more time thinking about that, who they put on them, who they actually man them up on. But that's a good thing for us because that allows a guy who is a pretty good player, wears number 14, who potentially gets a bit more space than he has had for the last 6 years. And, yeah, he can have more of an influence as well. So a bit of a conundrum for a lot of other teams, I'm hopeful, in the coming weeks, but also in the coming years.
Harry, I don't want your answer to this to be we can beat anyone on our day. How good are you guys? How good can you be this year? Because we've seen your absolute best. I can't believe you said 8 years. It feels like you've been around for 15. But we've seen your absolute best. We've seen the premiership team. You're not quite at that level at the moment, in my opinion. But where do you think you can get to right this year?
Yeah, again, I'm not sure where we finish on the ladder at the end of the round. I'm hopeful we're going to be in the eight, but it'll be obviously dependent on what happens in the other games. I probably think we're just in the eight at the moment on form and on reflection of how other teams are going. But I have said the last few weeks in some interviews I've done, I think it's going to take a lot longer this year to actually figure out where everyone sits on the ladder. And that's because of the equalisation and the policies the AFL put in place. And I think they're having a really positive effect on the game. So probably round 15, we might get a bit more of an idea. And our good is very good. We're able to play some great football, but we're not able to do it for long periods of time, unfortunately, at the moment. So hot and cold. Probably the last 2 weeks have been a little bit more consistent and played four
really good quarters, but the weeks before that, yeah, we've been as poor as the worst sides in the comp. So that's a pretty long, convoluted answer, Maxie, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful probably 7 or 8 from the ladder is a fair reflection of where we're at the moment.
Harry, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it. Well done again last night, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cheers. Buddy.